This is John Albright interviewing Bertha Sharp, side two.
The question I asked before the tape flipped over. During the Depression, was there like a lot of news? Like, was there a daily newspaper that came in, or like it is today?
Well, we had the newspaper and the radio, and we had one family that lived next door and had a boy and a girl, and they didn't have a radio, and they would come and sit with us to listen.
And what? Okay. Like I said before, there wasn't any, like, was there, like, daily newspapers that came every day? Or were they, like, a weekly, one every week sort of thing, the newspapers?
Well, we took the county paper, but we took the Atlanta paper some, but not much. We couldn't afford it.
How much was a paper? How much did it cost to buy one? Or did they sell them individually like they do, you know, nowadays they have them in the machines?
Well, ours was bought on the rural mail route.
I don't know what the cost,
because my husband paid all of such as that.
I'm going to go back for a little bit about your political backgrounds.
I done told you about that.
Yes, ma'am. I was going to get a little bit more background. You pay more attention to local news.
Yes.
Right? And that was back then too. Also, you stuck more to local news.
Well, now we have a lot more. We used to have one commissioner in the county, and now we have seven. We have six in the chairman, and it's hard for them to get anything done. They can't agree.
They can't agree on anything.
And about the school superintendent, we used to have one and a secretary. And now, in the paper, one day last week, they said they had 10, a superintendent and the superintendents on them, and 10 like that. And then they had 12 other helpers in the central office. And that's a taxing us to death.
I didn't realize that. But back during the Depression, y'all only had like one superintendent.
Superintendent and secretary.
Okay. Not like it is now with everybody having a job somehow.
No, but I think they done a better job. Long back then, it's like I said, we learned reading and writing and arithmetic. And now you had to have so many teachers and helpers, and had to have all this other computer and technology, and they go to college and they can't read.
Yes, ma'am. That's
I got a friend that's a teacher out of West Georgia College. Mm-hmm. Well, she has taught out there teaching them how to read.
Really? Hmm. Speaking about people, you know, when you went to school learning reading, writing, and arithmetic, would you say the average person in Carroll County, they knew how to read and write, or was it worse then than it is now?
With people not knowing how to read? I don't think it was any worse. There wasn't as many people. And when you was going to school then, you had learn. If you didn't know it, you had to stay in at recess or stay in after school, and you had to get them lessons. But now they don't. They just go and promote them socially.
They don't. They don't put it on it. Put it. Put enough emphasis on the basics like they did back.
No.
Back then. I didn't realize that. You mentioned you had a tenant farmer working for you. Did y'all have any sharecroppers?
Yes.
Okay.
That was sharecroppers that we had.
Okay.
They worked on hays.
On hays. Okay. I was making sure about that because there's sharecroppers, and then there's tenant farmers. That we're learning about now. There's two different.
We had sharecroppers.
Okay. Would you say that there were a lot of sharecroppers like around Carroll County?
Not now.
Well, back then, were
there was then, mm-hmm. But I don't think they do now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
People are not gonna work now.
Mm-hmm. That's a big problem that. United States has to face. How much? Let me see. The sharecroppers. You said they worked on halves.
Yeah.
Okay. And y'all loaned them the mules and certain farm equipment, and they worked the land.
Yeah, we had the mules and all the farming equipment. They furnished the labor.
What would happen, say, if a crop didn't come in? Like, did y'all, like, say, for this mule and farm equipment, you have to plant a certain amount of this? Did it kind of, like, you make a bargain with them, you have to pay this much in crop to get this, or how did that work exactly?
That's the reason they had to quit, because the boll weevil got so bad, the cotton was a money crop, and they couldn't make enough, grow enough cotton to pay out of debt. Of course, they had a corn crop, too, and you could sell corn, too. But you couldn't make enough like that.
Well, what would happen to that sharecropper if they couldn't pay the debt? What would y'all do?
Well, they pretty near always pay that.
Okay.
Then they could work some, and help you and pay some. But that was like everything else. They about quit that too.
Mm-hmm.
And went to work in public works and things as things got better.